Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
Today is the 4th of July. The Declaration of Independence was certainly passed by that First Continental Congress back on July 4th, 1776. There's a tremendous quote from John Adams, President of the United States in those early days. John Adams had a tremendous desire to stand for religious liberty, and that's certainly the courage that we need today. John said this, "Before God, I believe the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, the Declaration of Independence, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready here to stake upon it. I leave off as I began, that I live or whether I die, whether I survive or whether I perish, I am for the Declaration of Independence. It is my living sentiment, and by the blessing of God, it shall be my dying sentiment, independence now and independence forever." Here with me is Nate Groz, policy analyst for Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, as we're here on the 4th of July, lead us in a short prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many ways in which you have blessed our nation for generation after generation. We pray, Lord, now that you would be merciful with us, Lord, that you would give us a revival so that once again we would turn our eyes to you, Lord. Give us the courage and the confidence and the strength for the days ahead, and grant us the wisdom to do what is right. Lord, we lift this up to you, and we pray that once again we truly would be one nation under God.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.